Buffalo Bayou Partnership reintroduced native landscapes to restore diversity to Buffalo Bayou Park's riparian edge, and in wetlands, rambles, woodlands, meadows, lawns, and special perennial gardens. More than 50% of the lawn in Buffalo Bayou Park was replaced with native grasses and wildflower meadows to improve the natural habitat and reduce overall maintenance costs. Improvements to the riparian corridors and wetland gardens help control erosion, while rambles like the Green Tree Nature Area, located just south of Memorial Drive at Waugh Drive, have been restored for the more adventurous walker. It's hard to imagine, but over 14,000 native trees were planted within the 160 acres of Buffalo Bayou Park. These trees, along with all the plants and vegetation, were selected because they can withstand being submerged during major rain events. When the landscape was designed, a great deal of work went into emphasizing the park's topography. View overlooks were created, as well as enhanced ravines and outfalls. At the most dramatic vista points, you'll find welcoming shaded pavilions, complete with seating in the shade. Woodland areas reveal what are called outdoor rooms. They're lovely spaces that can be quiet or active with a perfect mix of shade and light. Buffalo Bayou Partnership, in partnership with Katy Prairie Conservancy, beautified the meadows with wildflowers and native grasses. You'll also see several high-profile gardens consisting of native perennials. Those garden areas include Eleanor Tinsley Garden, Jane Gregory Garden, Wortham Foundation Grove, and Lost Lake. The Green Tree Nature Area and all the other landscaping within Buffalo Bayou Park showcase the natural beauty found along the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. I'm Catherine Liu, and this is Buffalo Bayou Revealed, a partnership with Buffalo Bayou Partnership and Houston Public Media.